Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain on this Wednesday morning with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, the answer here in Tampa, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working tonight in the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or where you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That goes to our 18-wheeler drivers, our over-the-road drivers and the 18-wheelers, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as our bulk mail haulers, Felix and the crew, hauling the bulk mail from the centers to the post offices. And, of course, Tom the Suicide Jockey and his pals out there hauling our gas, our diesel, and our jet fuel to wherever it needs to go so that we can continue to move along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Parler. We're on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on True Social. We're on Twitter. And we're on Instagram, all as at Captain's America. So there you go. And don't forget, our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Now, joining us from FoundersCode.com, where you can go over there and sign up for the articles that she writes and get them sent to you before they go out to the world and the globe and whatnot, it's Denise Simon. So, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, the office of the Manhattan District Attorney yesterday, after a couple of weeks of fiddle-faddling around, Alvin Bragg, finally did the right thing. He dropped all the charges against the 61-year-old deli worker and store clerk, Jose Alba, who had fatally stabbed an attacker earlier this month who was attacking him.
Yes, but it was done so with several meetings that organizations in New York had with him. And the pressure in the news media, because there was some, so they did, in fact, drop the charges. Now, he did suffer some injuries during that attack.
Yep.
And he was sent to Rikers. Apparently, Rikers didn't bother to treat him. So now his injuries, because one was actually a small stab wound from a guy's girlfriend.
Yes, infected.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, this is a man that just doesn't want any trouble. He just wants to be left alone. He wants to go back to his wife and at least the DA did the right thing.
Yeah.
Took a while, but did the right thing.
Yeah, and kudos to the DA for doing that, and hopefully this won't happen again, although I have my doubts. Senator Josh Hawley, the Republican senator from Missouri, responded to the statement made by Nancy Pelosi by stating that the congressional spouses should be banned from trading stocks. Now, he has proposed the Pelosi Act as a result, which bans stock trading by members of the Congress and their spouses. This could pass. This could really pass.
Not in the House, not so much.
We'll find out, but it's going to be close in the House, but it definitely would pass in the Senate. If it's going to be introduced in the Senate, then it's got to go to the House, right?
Right.
Okay, well, we'll see what happens, but it makes perfect sense to me because that's exactly what Nancy did, even though she said, well, I don't have any stocks. My name wasn't on there. You could see this purchase. It wasn't there. Well, in California, it's a community property state, so guess what? She did benefit from that. All right. Remember Mayor Bill de Blasio, New York City Mayor de Blasio?
Sure.
He, once again, tried to run for Congress, was trying to do something, and it's been about a month out from Election Day, and he was going absolutely nowhere, and he called off and shut down his campaign yesterday. He no longer is running for Congress. So poor Bill just couldn't cut the mustard. Are you surprised? I'm not.
No.
Okay. Now, while President Joe Biden has denied any involvement in his son Hunter's foreign business dealings, most of the voters on both sides of the aisle don't believe the president's denials.
Yeah, right. I mean, there's tangible evidence. And nobody's denying the evidence. They're just ignoring the evidence.
Right.
So there's a big distinction. And I would argue, same goes with the Department of Justice. You notice that nobody in Congress, on the Democrat side, in either house, is talking about it at all. None. Zero.
Right. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Vladdy is in Iran, shoring up ties with Tehran, looking to buy some drones, amongst other things.
Well, it's bigger than that, because now they're banding together, including with Turkey, because Turkey wants Russia to help deal with the conflict, and there is, you know, a terrorist conflict still going on in Syria, which affects Turkey.
Right.
But they're all banding together, Putin and Iran and even China, the sanctions. So, you know, they're all deeming the United States as the enemy of the world. So, you know, watch this one carefully, because this one isn't going to be pretty.
All righty, hold that thought, folks. You're going to take a break. We're going to come right back with more with Denise Simon. And if you want to opine, the number is 877-969-8600. Jeff's going to take us to break, and we will be right back.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
All righty, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. My conversation with Denise Simon is being brought to you by GEICO, spelled G-E-I-C-O, GEICO Insurance. Now, GEICO's been saving people money for more than 85 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers. Now, your local GEICO office or the website GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, .com can help you find coverage for just about anything that you own. Now, they offer coverage for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you've got a motorcycle or an ATV or a boat or an RV. They can cover all of that, too. And they'll even help you bundle your homeowners, your renters, or your condo insurance together with your automobile policy, which will lower the automobile policy in the process. So to find out more, go to the website, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com. And while you're there, get the name of your local agent if you want to talk to them directly or go see them or have them see you, whatever the case may be. And you can get it all taken care of quite simply and very easily. That's GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
We've got Backgammon Bob on the line. We're going to see what he would like to ask you about. Okay, Backgammon Bob, what's your question for Denise?
Yes, sir. I just want to say to Denise, she's definitely not a simple Simon. Anyway.
She's not a what?
Simple Simon.
Oh, okay.
Thanks.
Okay, go ahead, Bob.
Anyway. The Iranian nuclear bomb, they claim they can make it now at any time, and if you think that's a bluff, okay, really do it, and I think there's some chance they already have it. And the second thing I would ask for, if you respond to this, is that a guy up in New York is in the Bodega, one story I think is being missed, or at least has been picked up out of my list, the girlfriend stabbed the clerk, and how come she isn't charged with the soul of the deadly weapon? All right, that's it, Captain.
Okay, were you able to understand him okay?
Oh, I heard something about assault with a deadly weapon.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I didn't hear beyond that.
I didn't either. It was muffled on my end. I didn't either, so I'm sorry about that, Bob, but your phone...
I think there was something else, too, about nuclear weapons.
Correct.
I suspect... let me put it this way. I would hope that this administration has somebody that's serious enough that has gone to Biden to get the authorization for the NSA, which we almost an agency we almost never talk about, to do something to Iran, much like it happened under George W. Bush with Stuxnet, to prevent Iran from having a nuclear weapon. Iran, you know, whether it's true or not that they say that they can produce a nuclear weapon now, and they have the abilities to do that, whether they do or not, we need to take them seriously. And I think the only thing we can do in coordination with Middle Eastern countries. Remember, this isn't just about Israel. It's also about the United States, certainly on the heels of the visit that Putin had in Tehran, that we need to go on not only the defensive, but we need to go on the offensive. What scares me is that there's no critical thinking in the Biden administration on any of this, and I think it could be very detrimental to not only the United States, but certainly to the Middle East. So I would watch this one carefully. We could have a nuclear arms race here pretty fast. So I hope that kind of answers the question, although I couldn't hear it.
Okay, now Biden is supposedly today going to issue an executive order of some sort or orders on climate change. Is that correct?
Well, that is the rumor. He has said so. He's under pressure from all of these activist groups because of Manchin, who said that he will not support Build Back Better or whatever it is, whatever the next one is that he won't do. I think we're in Build Back Better. Anyway, So the EPA is waiting for some kind of order from the White House to take certain actions. Now, what would those actions be? Well, Biden can use the Defense Production Act, which should scare us all, that would force the U.S. government to buy certain things and make certain things regulatory.
Uh-huh.
And that includes any kind of carbon emission. That includes, you know, some kind of a cockamamie thing that gas, fossil fuel companies, power companies, they can't do this, they can't do that. So we need to watch this one kind of carefully today and see if he comes out with something. I can say that the Supreme Court has already told this White House in a previous decision that anything would necessarily have to start in Congress first. And, of course, it's not getting that kind of traction there. But let's wait and see what's in this executive order and see how he might pull the trigger on some kind of Defense Production Act.
Now, for the first time in a long time, people now would rather, and they do trust with their children's education, the Republicans more than they do the Democrats. This has been a long time for this to turn around like this, but it's there now.
Well, you know, the former education secretary, Betsy DeVos, has called for the elimination of the Department of education, which is absolutely the right thing to do. We have, I don't think we know the depths of how much activism that the Department of Education during the Biden administration was with the teachers unions. And ladies and gentlemen, we've got a couple of schools already that are mandating masks again, one being the San Diego, California school system. So this isn't going to be a good way to start off the school year. I'm seeing news that the attorney, not the attorney general, the, what do you call them? The doctor, what's the
Surgeon General?
Thank you.
Oh, the director, huh?
Yeah, the Surgeon General.
Okay.
Has already come out and said, I think you're on an attack of DeSantis. Already come out and said the cases of COVID are rising again, especially in Florida. Well, you know, Benny Thompson, who is chairman of the January 6th committee, he was just tested positive. So I would argue that there's probably more positive cases in Washington, D.C. than there is in Florida. But I can't, you know, that's kind of a joke. But here's, you know, this is a serious deal because we're coming into midterms, and, you know, we can't put it past these states and whatnot to kind of do again what they did in the general election to, how should I put this, manipulate person voting procedures. So,
yeah,
just hold on to your shirt, everybody. I'm not liking what I'm seeing here.
Okay, we got about 20 seconds left here. In the scheme of things, the scheme of real things that are going out there, on there, the people, the mood of the country, and I saw it a lot yesterday and heard it a lot yesterday, again, when I was out with the gang, with the guys and the gals over at Mission Barbecue. They're just not buying what the Democrats are selling anymore. They're just not. Doesn't matter what party you belong to.
Well, I seem to see a lot of that, and I'm not quite sure that they're wrong. So watch carefully.
Yep. So we'll keep our eyes open, and we'll continue to let you know. All right, thank you so very much. Have yourself a great day, and I'll be talking to you soon. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Trot right on over there to FoundersCode.com. Sign up for the great articles that she writes. And you'll know what's going on, what is going on. How's that? In the meantime, I'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch, Military and Veterans News segment coming up.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
Right before the House passed the Respect for Marriage Act, which would protect marriage equality by repealing the Defense of Marriage Act and providing federal protections for same-sex and interracial couples, 17 members of Congress were arrested by Capitol Police. They were protesting outside the Supreme Court building during an abortion rights protest. That was sound from the video from the scene showing Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez being led away by police. Capitol Police warned demonstrators that they would take action and then tweeted they arrested 34 people in total, including 16 members of Congress. This is USA Radio News.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All right, it is time for our military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Find them online at NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. Bo Browning will be in the studio tomorrow. Get your questions ready. Send them to me, and we'll ask him when he gets here. Now, go to NAA.edu for more information, and we'll tell you about them. We'll let them tell you about themselves, rather, right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has been in business for a number of years, about 75 years, and they have two locations to train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. The first one is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard. I'm over here in Tampa on the east side of the bay. They're over there on the west side of the bay in Clearwater. The second one is in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston. In both cases, they have a classroom setting with an airplane hangar at the airport in a local area, up there in Concord at the local airport there, not the big one, but the local one, and over in Clearwater at the Clearwater St. Pete Airport called PIE, P-I-E, at the end of the runway. And they work on the planes, and they have a setting right there so that it's just like as if you're right at the airport doing what you would be doing once you get trained and you get your job and away you go. But what you need to do is you need to take a look at them on the web first, find out about them, find out about what they do, how they do it, and then give them a call at 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour of one of their facilities, either the one in Clearwater, Florida, or the one in Concord, Massachusetts. Now, by doing that, you'll be able to have an opportunity to talk to not only students that are there, but also teachers that are there, and also talk to the financial people so that you can see whether or not you need to get a student loan, or if you're a veteran, your GI Bill, you still got benefits on there to go to school, and everything will be taken care of, and away you go. Now, if you don't have enough, you've used your GI Bill benefits somewhere else for another school, they'll tell you what you've got left and what you can use. You go from there, and they get it all set up, they help you get it set up, and you're in like Flynn. So, the website, again, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, campuses in Clearwater, Florida, and Concord, Massachusetts. The phone number to call to set up an appointment, 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Now, Republican senators have now pushed the VA to follow the Mission Act guidelines for community care. 9 Republican senators have written a letter to Department of Veterans Affairs Secretary Dennis McDonough, urging the agency fulfill its promise to provide health care to veterans in a timely manner based on the guidelines in the Mission Act. Now, according to the letter, dated last Thursday, the veterans across the country are subject to unacceptably long waiting periods to receive care, or they have appointments continually rescheduled because the Department of Veterans Affairs refuses to follow the guidelines and statute created by the Mission Act. It goes on to say, veterans deserve access to quality health care, and the VA's failure to do so and willfully disregard the established standards is unacceptable. And that's true. And what that has a lot to do with is if you can't get in a timely manner to the VA, and timely manner means timely manner, then you can get authorization, permission to go to a recognized medical provider outside the system. That's not that hard to do. It's not that hard to get. All you have to do is just get them to do it. So check on the Mission Act. You'll find out what I'm talking about. Now, wait till you hear this one. I've heard a lot of strange things happen with the Ukraine, with things that have happened there, different attacks and different things that have gone wrong and awry. How about this one with Russia? There is a report that Russia shot down one of its own advanced fighter bombers with a surface-to-air missile, mistaking it for a Ukraine aircraft flying over the skies of Ukraine. Now, if that's the case, that is a big-time screw-up, because it was one of their newer, more advanced fighter bombers. Also, a U.S. airstrike in Syria has killed 2 Al-Qaeda-linked terrorists. No news other than the fact that it's happened. Don't know anything else yet about that. We'll wait until we get more information. By the way, Joe Biden has vowed the U.S. will stay in the Middle East to limit the influence of Russia and Iran. Now, we told you when they said they were going back and they were beefing up troops and this, that, and the other, that we weren't just going back there to sit around for a few months and then wiggle our way back out again. That we're there to stay. And son of a gun, Biden says the U.S. will stay in the Middle East to limit the influence of Russia and Iran. Well, I don't know how they're going to limit anything, but the fact that they're there doesn't mean that Russia and Iran are going to behave. By the way, the U.S. also claims they have intelligence showing Russians on the ground shopping for Iranian military drones ahead of the Putin visit. And I told you about that when we were talking with Denise, that was going on. Because Iran has some pretty intricate drones. And the reason they do is because, if you remember right, when they captured some of the drones in Iraq, they flew them over into Iran. Those were our drones. And then they copied them. Now, Russia and the U.S. have once again agreed to resume ride-sharing for the space station missions. Now, I don't know about you, but when Donald Trump said that we were done sharing with the Russians going up and back and forth to the space station, I was very receptive and very happy about it. Now, all of a sudden, here we go. We got to get involved with, say, Mother May I, and hop on board one of the Russian missiles to get us to the space station, which is, of course, a joint venture. You know, you all know that probably. But, I mean, really, really, that's taking several steps backwards, I might add. So, hopefully we can rectify that once we have the election in November and things change, and I certainly hope they do. I believe they stand a good chance of changing. Also, have you heard about, you veterans included here, have you heard about the suicide hotline that launched? 988 are the numbers. 988. And despite the concerns about staffing and not having enough people just yet, it is functional. 988. So if you're having any trouble at all, and you're in the military or have been in the military, that's a line that you can call, and they'll be right there for you. And they'll get you the help that you need. All right, we're coming back. The Watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski, will be on the line. We'll be talking to him. Don't go anywhere. We got a lot more to come back with. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and I'll be right back with more.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. Appreciate that. Before we get to Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, I want to remind everybody that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive, namely Moss Acura. And that dealership is located on North Florida Avenue, right next door to the Moss Nissan dealership. And there you can find out more about them by going to the online website, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Now, remember, all those that if you've served, you get a You Serve, You Save program for all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, all church pastors, too. And you will save a boatload of money, believe me, when you jump on that. Now, Moss Acura also has the great program, great program, for the vehicle where you get free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. As long as you have that vehicle, that's what you're going to get. It's called Moss Care. So check them out online, mossacura.com, M-A-U-S, acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. And your car, if you have a trade-in, I'd be willing to bet you it's worth a lot more money than what the book value says on it, because they're paying more money than what the actual value is in terms of book value. So check them out, mossacura.com, M-A-U-S, acura.com. All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning. How are you?
Pretty good. Hey, 1 year ago, on the 19th of July, 2021, Biden had the following remarks at the White House. You ready?
Okay.
Our experts believe, and the data shows, that most of the price increases we've seen were expected, and they are expected to be temporary. Some folks have raised worries that this could be a sign of persistent inflation, but that's not our view.
Yeah, that's the anniversary. You got it. I'm glad you brought that up.
Isn't that something?
Well, because it wasn't just Biden, it was Yellen, it was the Federal Reserve, it was all of these economists like Paul Krugman and Alan Blinder and all these left-wing fools that are never right, but they continue to keep their job. And it's a great field to get into. You got to get into the field of economics, especially left-wing economics, because you get into that, you can be perpetually wrong on everything, and you still get to, you know, keep your tenureship there at whatever college and university you're at, your editorial page in the New York Times. It's pathetic and sad, quite frankly. But yeah, I mean, anybody who has half a brain knew that it wasn't going to be temporary, knew that it had been creeping up for an extended period of time, and knew that it was going to get worse.
Yeah. Now, the other thing that's going on here is we've also heard, and Biden and the White House are being torched over this one, for the misleading claim that gas prices have dropped, when in fact, they're still on their way up from last year. And I'll explain. When Joe Biden got back from the Middle East, he said, well, things are going to be better and prices will level off and get lower and this, that, and the other. Do you know what's happened since he got back from Egypt?
Well, the price of oil has gone up.
You bet it has. You bet it has. First of all, gasoline is up 10 cents a gallon, just the price of gas. Oil has gone up, $5, $6, $6.62 a barrel West Texas crude, and $7.08 a barrel Brent crude, just since he got back. So way to go, Joe.
Listen, you know, I'm going to be honest with you here. The several commentators have come out and just have pointed out just how god awful this Mideast meeting was. You got absolutely zero. Now you got less than. In fact, we lost credibility going back and forth in regards to what was said at a meeting, and he said, she said, and then accusing somebody of being a liar. Biden wanted to play tough guy on the campaign trail. You know, Mr. Push-Up Contest. You know, wanted to call Saudi Arabia pariah state, and now has to go there and essentially kiss ass. That's what he did, and he wasn't successful.
Nope.
And that's the reality of the situation.
Nope. And he's been bragging about putting gas money back into people's pockets because for 34 days straight, it dropped about 50 cents a gallon. I don't know what chart they're looking at, but it hasn't dropped every day for 34 days straight. It's gone up, it's gone down, it's gone up, it's gone down, and it's been doing that every day. Take your pick.
Well, sure. I mean, there's going to be some trading involved with what's going on. The reality is that we're limited in what we can do to help out the rest of the world, even though we should be able to. You're taking a look at what's going on in Europe right now. You had the EU commissioner basically coming up with a plan where they're going to have to start rationing fuel. I mean, this is something that they had to do World War II, for crying out loud.
Correct.
And again, the stupidity that surrounds these elites, Germany just finally, they signed off on it this past week. Yep, they're going to shut down their nuclear power plants. It's hard for me to feel sorry for these fools, okay, that do this stuff to themselves.
Yep.
I mean, this is, the whole thing is dumb. I mean, they have to beg Russia, even though we're saying, get the logic behind this. They're supposedly helping Ukraine fight against Russia, but then yet again, you've got to beg Russia to keep pipelines open. Hey, we didn't even get this story, didn't even make the national news. We're working with Russia again so we can get our astronauts up to the space station.
Yeah.
You had two members of Congress. You had what's his name there from Connecticut? Blumenthal? And Lindsey Graham wanting to declare Russia a terrorist state, wanting to put it on line with North Korea and who else? I think Venezuela might be in there. I don't know who else. Some sort of pariah state, Iran, whatnot.
Right, right.
Meanwhile, we're still working with Russia on the International Space Station and need them to get our astronauts up to the space station. I mean, this is how messed up this entire thing is. This doesn't make any sense at all, okay? This should be pointed out on a regular basis, okay? This whole thing is dumb.
Well, they've been talking about capping the Russian oil, and there's a lot of discussion. Go ahead.
They want to do a price cap. How in the world are you going to do a price cap if China and India are not going to agree to it?
Yep. Well, here's what they said.
It's like Saudi Arabia told Biden, said, nah, you know what? We got to talk to OPEC plus one. You know what the plus one is? Russia.
Yeah. Well, here's what they had to say. The price cap on Russian oil could very easily drive the price of oil up to $140 a barrel.
I've heard seen some estimates over $200.
Yep.
I mean, if you're Russia, you're not going to continue to pump if you can't sell at a decent profit. You're going to be like, screw it. We'll take all of our oil off the market. I mean, how's that going to work? I mean, they're making money. They can produce at a very low price. They can produce, I guess it's around $10, $15 a barrel.
Sure.
But if all the stuff cut into their profits, they're like, you know what? Yeah, we'll just keep it in the ground for now and wait it out.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you think is going to happen? I mean, how stupid is that idea?
And remember, this is the gang that can't shoot straight.
Yeah. Again, it's the whole thing. You got idiots in charge.
Well, you're right. And one last little thing here before we have to go. Elon Musk lost his bid to delay the trial with the Twitter takeover battle. I understand the stock at Twitter is down to $40 a share. Is that right?
I don't really follow Twitter much. I don't own it. I've never owned it. So I don't know where it's trading at right now. Quite honestly, Matt, I don't.
Well, when he started out, it was about $15 to $20 higher. So it's definitely lost money.
Well, it's come down. Well, the whole tech sector has come down since that initial price that he put in.
Well, I don't know where it's going to go, but I know that anytime something drops like that, if you're going to buy something, that's the time to buy it. And he may be playing that game where he wants to buy it at the bottom end. I don't know.
That's a part of it, is the negotiation, you know, to try to come up with a settlement, maybe to agree to buy it at a lower price. At this point in time, I don't think he wants it anymore. You know, Elon Musk is an eccentric cat, and I think that, you know, he might have just, you know, got it distracted by the, you know, the shiny object over there and went after it. I think that he'll probably have to end up paying some sort of breakup fee, anywhere between $1 billion to $10 billion to get.
Wow. All righty. Well, here comes the music in my ear. That means I got to go. We will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great day up there.
You got to have a good one.
All right. That's Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Go over there. Check out his website. Check out all the different things that he has to offer. And become a follower of his. And remember, his program's on a lot of the same stations that we're on over the weekend. So we're here doing the same thing together. This is the Captain's America, ThirdWatch.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.